August 1st to the end of the year. And depending on what happens there, that number could be a little bit different. But how I arrived at that is 91.5 times 2 mills less what we collected of $141,000. So I'm looking at about $40,000 remaining to be collected. So by the end of this year, we should have 153.5, and that's after paying those two items. And then if I look at the 24-25 investments, I've got the I-94 corridor, the R services, the regional council, John Deere year two, that again, that's 5 years, and then chamber, and then the recycling center, because you're taking, you had approved 15 a year for 3 years to come out of economic development funds. So then I'm looking at a balance as of 12/31 of 2025 of $25,000, so I could still use that $25,000 for Barnes County projects. So I'd have some funds. So we're right there, you know, where we need to be. So, and then this bottom part, what I did is I said, okay, you know, what's the value of that $50,000? Let's just take some, you know, take a look at some numbers there, and then we'll talk about some other things here. If you had 10 new homes valued at $350,000, 10 new homes, or $400,000. So on the left side, and then on the right side, you have $400,000. So the true and full value times 10 is 350 or 4, 3.5 or 4. Assessed is half, and then taxable is 9%. And I use 335 mills, which is pretty darn close. So then we would have tax generated per year of either $52,000 or $80,000. That's based on just 10 homes. And then I looked at the percentage breakdown of what the different taxing authorities would get. So Barnes County would get just slightly under 35%. That's $18,000. Or if it's $400,000 per home, it's $21,000. So right in the middle there, it would, you know, based on either the $350,000 or $400,000, you would receive $50,000 back either in 33 months or 29 months. And that's based on 10 homes. So then on the bottom, then what I did is I dropped down and said, okay, what happens if there's 20 new homes? Then the months, you know, get a lot shorter, the numbers double, and of course then somewhere between 15 and 18 months is when you would see just the county tax dollars come back to you. Just the county. Not the other taxing authorities. So this request here today is a request so we can bring the infrastructure underneath the interstate. We've already accomplished the water and the sanitary sewer. We've already got that to the south side. And we're looking at ways where we can develop and add to the tax base. The Development Corporation and Pete and Bill, you know this, we are so focused on increasing population and increasing our tax base. So those are the two things that are most critical. Once we get the infrastructure underneath the interstate, then we think additional development can happen. And certainly, you already have one housing development there, but there's other things that can happen. I have already had three commercial requests for natural gas, and they are saying, each one of them are saying, it would be good to have, but I'm not going to pay for it myself alone. They can't do that. So what I'd have to do then is work with MDU on how that all lays out, what the mechanics would be to cost share that. And then likewise, you have existing homeowners who are there. Those homeowners could also have natural gas. And when you think about the cost of natural gas versus the cost of other types of heating fuel, whether it's electrical or propane or whatever it is, there's quite a difference.
So getting back to the homes that are there, has anybody did like a survey?
That's what we will do. We will do that.
That's one thing that bothers me. I've talked to quite a few people who live there, and nobody has contacted them from the city at all.
Right.
Saying this could be available.
Right, exactly.
But so we've told the one developer, It pipes right to his front door. This is available to you, and that's the part I don't like.
No, but Pete, so what we would do is...
But once shouldn't that have been done before the city authorized $200,000?
Well, if one would almost think, in my book, why is the person putting the cart way out in front of the horse?
So once I have the money in place, then MDU knows that we can put this gas line in. Otherwise, it's like, if we do this, if we do that. So now that I have the money in place, now they're saying, okay, now let's do the survey. Let's ask the homeowners. Let's see how many people would really want to sign up. Let's see if we need to adjust the route or anything, or add another leg into that existing home, existing home section there. Let's see what else we have to do. But I've got something. It's one of those things you have to, you know, call it the chicken or egg if you want to. But it's just like I told the board. You know, my board authorized natural gas. Okay, well, that doesn't do me any good if I don't have any money behind it. So give me some money to work with. Let me go to the city and county and put the money in place. Okay, now I've got step two done. Now I can go to the homeowners and say, do you want to sign up for this? And we can have meetings, and we can contact every single party, you know, and go, you know, door to door if we have to, with flyers, and ask them, do you want to sign up with natural gas? And we can put all kinds of publicity out there. But then now we know. And then MDU has to look at then where the signups are, and then they'll come back and tell us, okay, we did not have a line right here. Okay, so give me a cost estimate. I've got 20 people here. So tell me what that additional leg is going to cost.
So MDU as a whole doesn't want to have a whole lot invested into the project to get it underneath the interstate. Correct?
I tell you, you know what, Bill?
Correct.
Well, you know what? Yes, but. And the but part is the Public Service Commission. They deserve full credit on tying the hands. You would think that as a private public type of company that you would reinvest in yourself. That's what most businesses do. You have to reinvest. And the Public Service Commission will only allow them somewhere around $2,500 per home to invest, because their logic is, well, why should Bismarck have to pay for Valley City?
And so how much is MDU?
It's very frustrating.
How much is MDU paying of this project?
So if you look at the numbers that I sent you with this request, so if you have, for example, and I just looked at two different scenarios, if you have 28 homes, for example, the total estimated cost is $248,000. Our share of that is $206,000. So they would put in about $42,000. Based on just 28 homes. Then if you go 45 homes...
As far as getting it under the interstate, they don't want to have any skin in the game.
No, they don't. Honest to God, they
don't. Honest up front.
Honest to God, they don't.
So how much is it costing to go under the interstate? You're talking for homes, but I'm talking just for to pipe it over on the other side.
A big chunk.
$250,000 to $300,000, depending. Yeah, $250,000 to $300,000.
Okay, so once it gets to the other side, now the person that's developing to pipe it into their new home,
they pay. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
So they must have to pay it on their own then.
So how this would work, for example, the housing development, the new development that's there, 25% of the cost has to come from them, 75% would come from outside funds, economic development funds. And then the homeowner, the individual homeowner who is already there, there's going to be some cost share there. We would have to take a look at that, but I'm going to say right now today it's going to have to be a cost share similar to that. If we have to run another pipe down, we just have to look at that whole picture and see, because then there's also the conversion cost. If there's already a home there and it costs $5,000 to convert the home to natural gas, then that's going to be on the homeowner too. And we looked for energy types of programs, financial assistance through MDU, through other energy sources, through the state. We have not found anything yet.
So what you're saying is that kind of that we are paying the whole thing to bring it across to the other side of the interstate.
Right.
MDU is not pitching it at all.
They will put in $2,500 per home.
After it's over there.
So it's
after
the, so the $250,000 to $300,000 is going to be our.
But then what they do is they credit back. If you look at the cost estimates that I sent you, based on 26 homes, I think it is 28 homes, the total cost is $248,000.
Okay.
And then our cost would be $206,000. So they're crediting back us $42,000. If you go with the higher number, the total cost is $327,000, and our cost would be $248,000. So they are crediting back so much money per home.
The biggest reason this gas is getting put in is to get it over to the new development.
And the commercial properties that are
there. It's mostly new development, because he said at the meeting that I can't sell these houses without gas.
Yeah, you're just not going to have any increase. Right. You're not going to have any.
Well, I don't know if they have they really dealt with any of the businesses that are over there yet to see if they're involved.
I have talked to three businesses over there.
Have you talked to where I'm at? Because it sounds like nobody's approached them at all.
Valley Plains Equipment? Yeah, I talked to Aaron Rapp, yes. I talked to Aaron, and he said, that's exactly what he said. It would be nice to have it, but I can't pay for all of that.
Yeah. So the key is we want to put $50,000 in to get it under the interstate.
So this is forward-thinking, longer-term investment. Just like what we did with the water and sanitary sewer, and that did not involve the county.
The problem that I have is basically we're doing all the money out front to help MDU out, is what it boils down to.
I think that is a complaint that should go to the Public Service Commission. You would think that MDU, and they are crediting back. They're crediting back us $40,000 or at the higher number, which it could easily get to. They're crediting us back $85,000, $90,000. They're crediting us back $90,000. So they are putting something in. I wish it was all of it, but they're not going to do it. And honestly, they look at this. If you had a water line or sanitary sewer line extension, the people would pay for it, right? I mean, the roads, we pay for that too. It's infrastructure, and it all comes back to the homeowner, the property owner, the commercial owner. So, but this is long-term development, and I would like you to think about that. The other thing too is this whole idea about notifying people. Once I have the money in place, then I can go forward and say, I've got the support of the city and the county commission. They want to make sure that we have natural gas to, you know, an opportunity for you to hook up, and this will save them money. Their monthly heating fuel bill, it will save them money.
So the big thing here is it's getting put in mostly for the housing development that's
housing
going forward. So they got this portion out front that they know of. Why hasn't all this portion that's already still there ever been asked to this point whether or not they want to get in on gas or not?
So that's what I'm saying, Bill, is once I have the money in place, then I'm going to work with
MDU. I realize what you're saying, but what I'm saying...
Then I will go forward with that.
Is the housing development knows about it, correct?
Yes.
That's the main reason it's getting put in.
Yep.
My question is, why hasn't all these that are already still there...
Mm-hmm. Yep. Right.
Been asked.
And we will do that.
Yeah. But you've already done that for the housing development.
I understand what you're saying.
So it's what's everybody's thoughts? We got to move
on. One or the other. And if the county approves this, you don't have to, I mean, I'll do all of that work without accessing county funds. I will do all of that work. That way, if you're not happy, then you hold back the funds. I just need to know that I have money behind me so we can go forward.
Well, my main question is
and we'll
it's
do that.
For this, but you don't tell any of this about it until after.
Once I know, but Bill, once I know.
Yeah.
When you're saying housing development, it is an apartment building, is that?
No.
No, it's the new housing development south of
it could,
what's already there.
And see, that's just it, Vicki. Thank you for bringing that up. It could. There could be. And there's land there. And somebody's going to do something with it. But if there's no infrastructure there, that is a growth area. But if we don't have infrastructure there, nothing's going to happen. We want to increase population and tax base.
So this housing development that's proposed, we didn't get any information on that. Where is it?
It's already being built out there.
Haven't you been south of the interstate?
No.
Holy cow.
Oh, so it's already being built.
There's some houses there.
There's a few out there.
Four, five, six, whatever there is out there. I don't
know. On all them twin things.
Yeah, and yeah.
Townhouses, townhouses.
But that's people I talked to, and they haven't been even heard about this.
Okay.
So
if you're not happy about that, if you do make a motion, and I hope you will approve this because this is something that I feel really good that we can help some existing homeowners. So if you approve funds, you can make it contingent on whatever you want to, including that the homeowners are notified prior to spending any money. You don't have to advance one penny until that gets done. I just need to know I've got some money to work with.
Thoughts from the group?
Well, if we can do it the way she just said, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Is that your
I'll
motion?
I'll make that motion.
Yeah.
Okay. Motion, is there a second?
No problem.
Get access to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that they're notified.
How many houses are in that development?
My best guess, the existing development, my best guess is about 50 to 60 maybe.
All right.
And so with your motion then, some of the homeowners may say no.
Oh, which is fine. I mean, it's their choice because they've got to replace everything
in their
house.
Just so that the motion reflects that we notify them. Okay.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
What is the motion?
Who did the second?
I didn't.
How was the motion going?
They were putting
contingent on what?
The people that are existing ones getting notified that they have the possibility.
Or the opportunity
to. Opportunity to hook them up, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if there's no interest in it, it doesn't matter.
So how far on the other side will this pipeline go? It'll go right to that new development?
Yep.
You've got the map.
So you're not going to, put a pipeline to the old development?
One of the pipes, one of the legs, is in front of the old development.
Okay,
yes.
So there will be a leg going that way?
There's one leg.
And there'll be a leg going that way?
Yes. If you look at the map, Vicki,
So then who pays for the pipe going to the individual houses?
They do.
The homeowners?
The homeowners.
Yeah.
So the pipe, if you look at this map, guys, yeah. So this is the existing. This is existing right here. So they originally were going to go to the west of there, but then they moved it and put it right down the middle. It'll do the same thing.
Okay.
So the pipe goes right up to the homes on that one leg, but
roll
not,
call.
But not into.
Wait, Bill.
Yeah.
Pete?
No.
Vicki?
No.
Cindy?
Yeah.
Sean?
Yep.
All right. Thank you for that. I will move forward, and my office will need to work closely with MDU to make sure that we are living up to what I said here today, that the homeowners are all notified, and that if there's this five-year look back, so it's going to be a longer-term deal, too, for us. Okay?
We just got to realize we can't use public tax money to... It's got to be for the whole public. It can't be for one developer.
and see, we look at it.
We haven't looked at it yet, though. You've looked at one developer so far. I've gone on and talked to many of these homeowners, and nobody even heard about this.
Yeah, yeah.
They should have been sent a postcard on it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, that's why I said it should. They got the cart way in front of the horse.
That's why I did it. We're sending taxpayers money.
Yeah. If I was building a piece of equipment, I wouldn't build 700 of them and then go and say, hey, does anybody want to buy one of these?
See, and that's how I feel is, you know, I've got pipe. You know, I've got, does anybody want it? I don't know.
Okay, very good.
It's got to work together.
Keep us in the loop. Let us know how they turn out up there.
All righty. Okay, I will do that. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Fire alarm system. Jason, good morning.
Morning, Jason. It was more of a Milling and Grounds thing, but the whole fire alarm system goes over to the
old jail.
Over to the old jail, and it goes off over there, and there's nobody there ever really. I mean, we know if we're here, the fire alarm goes off because it blares in our ears, and the lights go off everywhere. In evenings, weekends, you know, nobody's around to know if a fire alarm goes off, unless, you know, neighbors are kind enough to notice there's smoke coming out of the building or something.
And then don't call the fire department. Just kind of let it.
Huh?
Just kind of let it go then for a while.
Hopefully not.
Before you go any further, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
So does Johnson Control come out here and check our system once in a while?
Yes.
How often?
Over here.
On our own, at the ground floor.
And we just figured this out now, and we've been up on the hill for
so long. No. Sunny with a warrant.
Who is this?
Sarah.
Is that Sarah that's talking on the...
So we just figured this now after we've been out of that building for 3 years?
No, but like Jason had said, he has brought this up to Sam before.
Oh.
That should have been part of the contract, in my opinion, when we knew that the new facility was getting built and that was going to be vacated, and that's where the fire alarm system was.
Right.
It probably should have had a way to talk to you.
Well, and the thing that confuses me also is if Johnson Controls is coming out here and checking, what the hell are they checking?
They're doing the fire. So every year, even at the new jail, we have to have them.
Oh, I know. We have to have them quarterly.
Yeah.
But have they brought this up every year that this alarm isn't going where there's people, or...
They've never brought it up.
Well, they should. That's part of their contract. They have to be checking that it's raining somewhere, don't they?
It never has talked to anybody. That system has never talked to anything because it's always been a 24/7 facility.
That's its own system, and
yeah,
it notifies within the building.
We're talking about the jail or the courthouse burning. Which one?
Yes.
Well, everything is,
system.
Everything is in there for this.
Yes.
If the courthouse is on fire on a Saturday or Sunday, there's people at the jail who notify dispatch, hey, the alarms are going off.
In the olden days.
Right, but part of Johnson Control's contract, which this is, they're coming to make sure it works, but it's not working.
Well, if nobody tells them anything different, why would they change it?
Because we're paying them.
Apparently, they never expected that it's not being used.
God.
Well, so I brought it up the stand several times.
Yes, thank you.
And it was never done. And then I mentioned it to Shane, hey, this really should be done. And we got some quotes a few months ago hoping to have Electro Watchman kind of tie in there. And we decided, you know what, then they'd just be pointing fingers at each other. And so I just got, finally, I'm just like, okay, let's just get one quote from Johnson Control so it's all one system. So the cost to put in, they have to put in a communicator over there, and that costs $1,874. That's a one-time cost. And then to have them monitor it, it's $558.07 a year. Bill asked a question when I sent this out to you guys on Friday. He asked, hey, couldn't we just have this go straight to dispatch? I asked Johnson Controls, and they were a little confused about what I was asking at first. And then they said, well, I can look into it, but it's going to be expensive. And he asked what kind of connectivity we had over there, and I explained what kind of connectivity we had from the old jail to the dispatch center. And I never heard anything back yet.
Yes,
so I don't know if he's still looking into it, but he said it'd be expensive to put a receiver over there. So I don't know what expensive means.
And that's going to eliminate the $500 a year, correct?
Right. Correct. That would just eliminate the $500.
Why does it have to be over there? Why can't it be in this building?
Because that's where our fire panel is located, is under the old jail.
Sure, so we put it in this building, but you still have the same problem on weekends and nights.
I know, but if they can communicate with this $1,800 item for $558 a year, we should be able to communicate with this $1,800.
Right, it requires, but this is a communicator that requires sending to a receiver. And I asked him how much it would cost to put a receiver at the dispatch center, and he said it'd be expensive, but he hasn't gotten back to me on that cost yet.
You can't just dial a phone number and go on a phone line to it?
No.
I say we kind of wait just a little bit longer and touch base with them again.
Okay.
And see what expensive is.
Okay. Because
the way I was looking at it when I called you or texted you, whatever I did, was, okay, it's in that building right now. Mm-hmm. That building is eventually going to go away, but nobody is in that building at all.
Right.
And especially on a weekend.
Right.
Where here, if we can get it up to dispatch, and I don't know what expensive is, but we should at least wait to hear.
Right.
Then we would be covered.
No, right. I think they're making this complicated because it hasn't been that many years ago. Ours rang straight into the fire department. So I just think they're making it too complicated. With the technology we have these days, oh my, it's going to be expensive to put a receiver up there.
Yours goes directly to dispatch.
No, it used to go to the police or the fire department or the police department years ago.
Oh, okay.
And we didn't have fancy equipment. When our alarm went off, it called the dispatch over at
the
police department.
Did it call an actual Johnson Control and then
No, it went straight to, and that's a long time ago, before we had technology.
But that's a good way to do it. Call the fire department if you got a fire.
Well, not the fire department, but the police department where the dispatch was.
Yeah, so you'd have it called dispatch. So how this would be set up is it'd contact Johnson Controls, and then they would call dispatch. One of the forms in here talks about what number you want them to call.
But I think that we don't need them as a middleman if it's possible. I don't know.
Because this is what's going to happen when they do this monitoring for us, and if there was a fire, they would call dispatch.
That's exactly what happens, correct.
So why can't we go with calling dispatch?
Well, and that's what I had asked them.
He's working on that.
That's what I had asked them, and he said, well, that would be expensive, and he said he'd look into it, but I didn't get a response back.
And wasn't that expensive before? And I agree.
I don't remember.
I agree that it we don't need a middleman. We just need a router.
If that's the only way we can do it, we're going to have to do it because we have Johnson Controls in this building. Mm-hmm. And do we want to put all new controls in? Probably not. What do we have at the jail, Johnson?
Summit? Summit does everything. Summit Fire.
And so if our alarms go off up there, it goes to Summit, and then they call dispatch.
No, dispatch is located up there, so it's...
So they know
right
now.
We don't have any of that.
Yeah.
And, okay, so if we plan on getting rid of that building, all that stuff is going to have to come over into this building.
Correct.
Did we get an estimate on that?
Have you gotten an estimate on that?
I haven't. I mean, I didn't open up that can of worms yet.
I wouldn't, but that would be the time maybe where we'd switch everything to one provider.
Yeah, and maybe we should get a quote from Summit about moving it, too.
When it comes to that, I will,
I guess my concern is if the building catches fire on the weekend.
There she goes.
We rely on neighbors noticing their smoke, and this building could be a pretty good fire before, to smoke outside the building. There's lots of chases, all sorts of stuff.
It's probably coming out of the manhole.
So it's probably been burning for a week, and we don't even know it yet.
Well, we
you'll see it.
So anyway, if you want to wait for...
Well, this has got to be
way
where we can not have them as a middleman and go straight to dispatch.
That was my question last week.
I know, and I thought that was
great.
Seems
like it should be.
Because that's always monitored. You know,
so if you haven't heard from them by the end of the week, maybe give them another call.
Yep, I should.
Whatever.
Cool. That's all I have.
Okay.
Thanks
for your time.
Yep.
All right. Sheriff's Office, Environmental Service, Office Renovation.
Okay.
everybody got a packet.
Yeah, you betcha.
So your pinks and your reds in this thing look the same.
That's the only thing you saw in this?
The what?
Well, their drawings and what they need for new walls and everything, their pinks and the reds look the same, so I'm really not...
So the pinks are existing, the blue is new.
Okay, but what's the other pink for?
I think she's saying that the colors are close, so it's a little hard to differentiate. Mm-hmm.
So which ones do you need the wall extended to the ceiling?
All of them, guarding the cupboard. They can't build walls like they are down there no more.
So then we'll keep the existing walls. We don't have to build anything.
I think it's one, there's the only wall right here where it's that 20 by 12 yeah. officers room. I think that's the only one.
Is that those two offices
yeah.
in the corner
yeah.
there?
Yeah.
Which, what is the lower half of that? Is it wood? Is it an actual wall?
Yeah.
It is,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yep, yeah. It's actual built.
So we could just top from the
yeah, you
that
just
wall
add
that's there.
Feet, to, feet yeah. Is all you do. Yeah, you wouldn't have to tear it down and start over.
So,
and there's two different designs that they've come up with here. B1 and B2 are they're different. And from how what I've been hearing, I think B2 kind of sounds like more what you guys would be looking at, correct?
And the reason why you have to have walls in between the officers' rooms, what's the reasoning? That you have to have full walls instead of partials, cubicle light.
Well, it's just, if you're on a phone call with your court, all of our administrative phone calls are in court now. I mean, that's the way we have it, just for security, privacy.
This 20 by 12 officer's room, that has a partial wall in between too, right? And that isn't even put in here.
Yeah, that's just cubicle. That's just the cubicle wall. That just will come right out.
But that's coming out? We need this area that big?
It's a movable wall.
This is permanent. The one that runs from wall to wall out
yes.
front.
Yes.
There's also a little divider cubicle in between, and I think they want to just turn that into a wide open officer's room, correct?
And this would go to the ceiling. We can just
yes.
extend out to
yeah.
the ceiling.
So why do you need this 20 by 12 to not be two rooms? Because it was, I thought that we would put the officer's rooms in there because they already had a wall. And then you could just
that's,
build.
There's no wall. That's what you're talking about as a cubicle.
Yeah.
So I don't. This.
I know. So why aren't we putting just the one wall in here and then extending this 2 feet?
You're not looking at the same thing. Flip to the next page.
Right here.
Yeah, I know, but there are some differences. That's the only reason I.
Well, we were just going to have that as an officer room for four officers. Four deputies.
And it's all open.
Well, it's to help cut costs, yes, that's why we left it.
Okay.
And these two are for if they have those
sergeants and either the chief deputy or
okay.
Emma.
Well, isn't Emma out front?
Yep.
And he's the chief deputy, that's Pat.
Yeah, right.
Well, you have two different designs, right? Isn't
yeah,
that
the yeah. one and two?
B1. B1 is kind of which way they're leaning.
I thought you said.
Or sorry, B2. B2. Yeah, she's gonna. Yeah, I'm looking at B2.
Because B1 was cheaper.
No, B2 I think would actually be cheaper. That moves that front lobby vestibule to that further south door.
Mm-hmm. On most normal days, you're in the office and Pat's in the office. And how many on patrol?
Days?
Yeah.
Like today, there's three.
Normal days.
3 to 4, but now we're up in Grand Forks getting prisoners, so that's one of them gone.
Why are we getting up there? They're ours?
They arrested them.
Well, we tell the people. Okay, so days it's 3 to 4.
Yeah.
And nights?
Two. Well, 1 to 3. Let's go 1 to 3. You know, if you got 2 and 1 calls in sick, you got 1.
If everything is good.
2 to 3.
Yeah. I'll tell you where I'm headed with this, and then we can talk some more. They're not in the office that much, correct?
Try not to be, yes.
Yeah, I know.
That's why the sergeants can share, because there would be one.
Hopefully. One?
Yeah.
On a normal day.
Yeah, in the officer's room, there should be 2, and, you know. But we have days where we have training and everybody's on, you know, like afternoon to evening. And mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not good with visualizing like 10 by 9 and 10 by 11. I'm not going to lie. I can't.
Gladly, we can sit down there and walk through.
Oh, I know.
Finalize it.
Equipment storage, we're looking at. Just help me understand. I'm not questioning the size. I'm just, what do we keep up on the hill in our storage?
That's, you know, like the paperwork, or a copy of paper, your extra, what's all in there? Uniforms, belts.
Where do we keep our ammunition and our bulletproof vests and all that stuff?
Well, the bulletproof vests would be in there, but the ammunition has to be in a secure area. So I don't know if it would be in there, or we're looking at that storage downstairs.
Yeah, well, you have a vault down there
So, you know.
So anything of dangerous stuff like that.
Yep.
I do have a question for you. So I see that you went with a kitchenette way over on the north side.
Yeah.
Well, there isn't any pipes there. Why would you want to go way over there with pipes? Why aren't you putting the kitchenette closer to the piping of the bathroom?
Everything goes straight down below. That's where all your piping is located. It's all wide open. That's why we kind of... But if you look, I think you're still on B1.
No, she's on B2.
I don't know.
You're turned that way. Okay, yeah, that's all. So that's actually underneath... That's where our office is downstairs. So that's a straight shot right down to water and sewer, if needed be.
Your office has water and sewer?
Well, it has. We can get to it.
His is the main.
Well, I just thought artery. It would make sense to be closer to the bathrooms where the pipes are instead of way over there.
But the pipes are directly under.
Yeah, everything goes underneath.
Yeah, I understand, okay. But...
Well, you're talking where the interview room is?
No, I'm talking where you put the kitchenette way the heck over here.
I know that, but where are you talking you want it? That's what I'm asking.
I would say where the interview room is, closer to the bathroom.
Yeah, that's got
to
be over in a corner, secure, full walls, insulated walls.
Why wouldn't you go straight down?
Why wouldn't they?
Boom, done, see ya.
Yeah.
And stick a fork on
through the wall. Because even if we had it where the interview room is, we wouldn't go through that wall to get to the water. You go straight down.
So it's the same.
Everything gets tied in. In the basement.
Yeah, but why, on the other one you had the lobby over here.
Yeah, then we become the greeting room for the courthouse. So then you'll have to hire somebody to be at the window, tell everybody where the courthouse is. We went through that down at the PD. When you're the first door, everybody comes in and Emma would get nothing done. I've been through that. You can ask Linda. Everybody come in there, you can see the signs, city court. They come into the sheriff's office because we're the first door.
Well, won't they still come in that entrance?
No.
They come in. They have to come into the courthouse to come in to our entrance.
They'll come in the lobby and then come in.
Right. And we're still going to get a lot of that because we're the sheriff's office. They're going to come
the
in.
The employee's entrance.
So where are we having Emma sit?
What's that?
The employee entrance
be in that
by
corner.
Holder key only.
Correct. Right
that'll
here.
Be locked.
Yeah, correct.
Like front in the lobby here. There. So she would, we would put up a... We actually have the glass from at the jail right now, if we were to use it.
So if you walk in, you can see her?
Nope.
You can't see the desk.
Can't see anyone.
Can't see the paperwork.
From the
lobby
area.
Yeah. That stuff.
She would get up and then greet whoever came to that front.
Window.
Front window.
So where is she going to be located?
Right in that corner, the office deputy.
Right here? You're talking by Pat's place?
Yep. All right, in there.
right here, isn't it?
Right here would be. Well, that's...
Yeah. So you're going to
That's going to be Emma right there, isn't it?
Well, they've talked both ways.
Oh, okay. After that's where I thought Emma was going, is right here.
I think See, I thought Emma's going to be right here in the middle of the conference area. Yeah. Yeah, and she's going to get up from her desk and go to the window for the lobby.
So the two that are on the west side right now would get a wall built up to the ceiling, correct? Is it both sides or just the middle? Whatever. And that's two different rooms, correct?
No, the west side's wide open.
Going to be one room.
That's only going to be one room?
Yeah.
At this point. I mean, we're flying, you know, we got to see what works, and that's what we're trying.
Yeah.
I mean, if we don't have enough confidentiality, or guys...
Well, the thing is we don't have everybody on duty at the same time.
Correct. They come in off on days off of their court, so they sit in their offices and make the phone calls to for administrative hearings.
Oh, I'm sorry, it does see too far. That's pretty small for my old eyes.
Yeah, I would have to bring my glasses for that too. I'm arguing with you there. I was the one that changed the entrance into the courthouse because I lived through it down at the PD where we were just answering service.
Wasn't the sheriff's department in this building at one time?
Over where the nurses used to be, now social services is there. Yeah. I got my driver's license in the sheriff's office.
Well, go get it.
I've already had it. I've even updated it a couple of times.
So
other than $35,000, you could take that off the $71,000, and we could do everything we needed to do.
Well, Cindy had wanted some more bids, and what contractors are you looking at?
Oh, I just thought.
I have no problem with that.
I know you don't. I know you don't. And we do want it when we're ready to pull the trigger to get it done. And then, thankfully, Pat responded that one company in town hasn't had time to reply, evidently.
Well, they have. They didn't understand what they wanted, so they applied and...
Have they replied yet?
Not with the right one, no.
Are we going to do the work ourselves?
There would be some.
Some we would do, yes, but we couldn't take all this on and do our normal duties.
Right.
We were going to help. We'll be able to help with the labor. I think we could really cut down with the labor with them. And the demo that's needed, that's not a problem for us, but for us to do everything, it would just, we couldn't keep up.
So when do we should get the bid from the other one. I can call there today if we haven't gotten it from the second one.
Well, I've been pushing on my end too. Maybe I'll just tell them to, is Pat on today?
No, he's on.
Vacation?
Well, yeah.
Oh, okay,
Let's
that's
leave
fine.
It at that.
Okay. You know, maybe you just on your way home stop out there and say, we got to have...
I can run out there after we're done here.
We got to have this week, or we have to move on, kind of.
So, yeah.
I probably should have went out there late yesterday.
It's okay. I'm not sure he's there anymore.
Do that, let's go from there and nail this,
baby.
But
I'd like to, is there other... I mean, just to be fair, do we see if there's any other individuals locally that want a piece of this complicated mess?
Well, there's a couple I know I can mention it to.
Maybe we want to drop names to Shane.
I got some people in mind I can do.
And the only reason
more, the better.
But we also need that person to be willing to work with you guys.
Yeah.
You know, so then I would feel better. As far as the cabinets, that's insanity, but we have to figure that out.
Well,
we all agree with that.
I know.
I mean, with that cabinets being said, what is our plan with those downstairs?
They were supposed to be hung 3 years ago.
But the problem with, I did all the measuring, they don't even come close to fitting in downstairs kitchen. It's actually, everything is backwards where the sink is. And
well, we knew that we had to do some modification.
Okay, it's a lot of modification. But the countertop, the countertop would not work.
Well, nobody said it would. That just came with the back.
Yeah, you could make cabinetry.
Yeah, we knew the countertop probably
would.
Would
any of this work for here?
Oh, yeah.
It would.
Yeah.
And the countertop would work perfectly, too?
You could make it work.
Okay.
But I don't want to, you know, the minute you start taking away from that whole set, now the countertop.
What do you got left?
Which
the same.
Cabinets are cabinets, you know. I don't know anything about that one downstairs.
The one downstairs we bought from an individual, and I think we spent $3,500.
They were brand, pretty much brand
new. And they were like brand new.
So
if you go like to Ag Country, they got a nice meeting room. I've been to a couple different classes there. They got a kitchenette there that Cindy goes there for a meeting, and it's there. So I know NDSU Extension, everybody has different things going on in the basement, and we have this.
Yeah.
So that was our plan to...
Well, and we also wanted a nicer space for the employees.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Not something from the early 1800s.
Because everybody's entitled to go downstairs and take a break if they want to or whatever.
Right. As far as, not necessarily cabinetry, but shelving, we must have purchased some shelving and that kind of stuff when we moved up on the hill. I mean, we had some over in our other building, and all that we can bring with us too, right?
Yep. Yeah.
So, and I'm sure you thought, you guys have talked and thought about that as well. You know, I mean, just shelvings in your closets and those kinds of things, so.
And you must have countertops down there, too.
Well, you still got to make something fit, and countertops is the least of our problems.
Yeah. We have cabinets, too.
You guys put that in
there.
Yeah, so you moved into something that was pretty set up, yeah.
We had shelving in my room with all there.
We'll check with a couple more different people to help do the project. You're going out to the lumberyard?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's get another bid and get this nailed down the next meeting.
Yeah.
If we have to have a special meeting before, then we have to have one. Because we got to move. I mean, we can talk about it for the next 4.5 years, but then that's all we're doing.
And then it sounds like when we talk to these contractors, you want us to get a firm start date, too, because some of them might be 3 months out, some might be a month.
Mm-hmm. Depends on the person.
Is that my understanding?
Yeah, so we keep everything legit.
Okay.
I mean, it looks complicated because we're adding walls and stuff, but that's kind of it. We're just adding walls and stuff, right?
Totally.
Soundproofing and walls.
Yeah.
So it probably ain't a four-month project.
No.
You know, So if people had a week here in the middle of something, they could probably come in and do this pretty fast with some help.
I met with Mandy on Friday, and we came up with a good game plan for Jess's old office, too. So,
have you got the ball rolling on that, then?
Pretty close.
What happens in Jess's old office?
We got to put the cubicles over there.
We're going to put cubicles. We're just going to build like a T, and we're going to have two offices and then a main big open area for whoever else comes in there.
We can't use the cubicles that we got down in.
We don't have them anymore. We told them to get rid of them.
Yeah, we gave them all to the sheriff's department.
The ones in the basement, you mean?
Those weren't in very good shape. They were ripped.
Talking about the ones that would be downstairs below us.
You're talking about the ones that maybe are.
Oh, like that won't. That's just.
That's social services as used.
Yeah, that's only one big one that goes in between from the permit wall to the other wall. So, I mean, we would still have to buy a whole bunch more to make that work in Jess's office. And it's a heck of a lot cheaper to just build a wall.
Yeah, those cubes aren't cheap. Not at all.
They don't stand up.
No, they don't. But before we...
Well, they stand up.
Before we would buy...
Until they fall down.
Not as much as a wall.
I know at one time the Development Corporation was looking to get rid of a bunch out of that... tech center, if we ever need, maybe they got rid of them, I don't know. Because they had all of them in there for some company.
We went and looked at them. They were
crappy? Yeah. They'd been used?
They'd been used, but I think most of them went.
Okay.
You're talking about the time when Bobby Coughlin was trying to get
them. I don't know. Stuff swims around in my head.
I mean, this was a while
ago. It never leaves.
It never leaves. It stays there. I dream about it. But I bet you're right, man.
Okay. We got a plan. We just got to continue.
Thanks. Stop right there.
Good job, guys.
I think I might need this for 2 weeks.
Good luck.
So they haven't been on it?
No. Well, he didn't really do it.
Jess, come on up.
Thanks, man.
Did I get that crap out of my box?
Is it still in there?
Got a big paper clip
right
on
here.
It.
I got it. Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. I didn't forget.
No, I know. Sometimes Mike has. Sometimes it's laying here. I never know.
Okay.
Well, this might actually work sooner or later.
Hmm?
This might actually work sooner or later.
What you got?
Okay. First one is for Thomas Stefton.
Did we talk about that before?
Mm-hmm. This is the one that they tabled last month. Okay. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And he wants to go to 140 feet from the center of the township road. He was present at this last meeting, and the board approved. He was here to explain how the land to the east just drops down. He's got like a creek, gully type thing.
Coulee,
there you go. This is behind
at,
it.
This right, is at...
right north of Lariska.
Person's old place.
Yeah.
And then to the north of the house, that's where he puts his cattle during the winter, so he wouldn't be able to put a building there. And planning and zoning approved it.
So this is the township road here, and this is 140 feet?
Yep.
And what was why was it tabled last time? Because
he wasn't here to explain the
we just
land,
had a
lay
couple
of his
questions.
Land and everything.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And he
motion and second. Any further discussion?
Vicky?
Yeah.
Pete?
Yes.
John?
Yep.
Bill?
Yep.
Cindy?
Yep.
Okay, I didn't understand your chicken scratches on the next one.
Well, that's not mine. On this one, it's John Owen for a drain tile variance of 45 feet from the center of the township road. It's just in that where that purple line is. This is what they give me. This is what the drain tile company gives me. There's just one spot where that purple comes closest to the road. It's going to be that 45 feet. And the planning and zoning approved it with the contingency that it must be 45 feet from the center of the road, no closer.
And we should add to that, we just had trouble on a county road where something was too close, was actually in the ditch over there by Rogers?
Yep.
What do you call that? Part of the drain tile?
It was a cage thing, yeah.
Don't we need to make sure that is, well, is that far enough off then?
Because the road right away on that is 33 feet.
Okay.
So
and it's a town.
It's a township road, yeah.
Whether we need riser pipes or anything on this one, or is it all buried?
No, I believe it's
it's all buried in that spot.
Yep.
So this will be off the road right away.
Yep.
It will be off.
Yep.
There'll be nothing there you can see.
Oh, no.
Why are we dealing with drain tile now? Because it's too close to the road all of a sudden? Because
it's in the...
It's buried.
Variance.
In the, yeah.
Right away.
Or 75 feet.
Or close to.
I don't remember.
It was because it's within the 75 feet.
I'll move to approve.
I'll second.
And know who to blame now.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
Huh? Oh, well,
that's
I can still blame him.
Yeah, you can.
You blame me?
No, John.
I know who it was. I agreed with him, so.
Oh, no, it's okay. I haven't seen much of it lately.
Yes.
Pete?
Yes.
Bill?
Yep.
Vicky?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yeah.
They've been keeping off. The other ones have been doing pretty good. The next one's for Jack Bruns. His is for... 50 feet from the center of the county road. Jamie took a look at it. She approved it. There again, the right-of-way was, I believe, 33 feet there also. He's going to be off the right-of-way. And the planning and zoning also approved that it must be 50 feet from the center of the road, no closer, just because of his wording on here.
He wants to take cage
within 50 feet. So he wrote on here, but Jack was here to explain it. It's not going to be any closer than 50 feet. So he's not sure why he wrote that on that for on there, but they just approved it, making sure that it's at 50 feet in the center.
Move to approve.
My question is, it's a long way. How many is this, a mile? How long is this purple that's close to our road?
Nope, that's half.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Okay, now you can discuss.
So there is a structure. There will be a structure.
Well, it's right where that little triangle is. There's a little yellow triangle on there.
Kind of like right in the middle.
Yep, that's where it's going to be close. That's where it's going to be 50 feet.
Otherwise,
it'll be 75.
Okay.
Yep.
So it slowly goes away from there.
Yep, it's just that intake cage, which I believe is exactly the same as up
there. That's a little red dot then?
Yep.
It's this
yellow triangle.
Okay, so which road are we...
That's County Road.
The blue line, the top blue.
You have it. You have it sideways. Turn it like here. There you go. Down on the bottom, there's a little yellow triangle.
Oh, okay.
So, are they going to have the intake there? We're not having the intake there, right?
The intake will be 50 feet from the center of the road. It'll be off of our road right away.
Is this the correction line?
I don't remember, honestly.
I'm looking. Yes.
Yes.
Well, it's swamp in there anyway.
Yeah.
Most of it's water on both sides of the road anyhow. So.
Question?
Roll call.
Cindy.
Hello. Yes.
Vicki.
What's this for?
She said.
Yes.
Does it say that?
Yep.
Yes. Well, I have to turn it downstairs. Yeah. She just turned it in. For a shed.
So, I have a question. Do you know if any of these, with these uprisers, are getting permission from the water board?
Maybe when they come to us.
Well, I know it's showing under 80 acres, but as soon as you put a standpipe out there, you're not just draining.
And it's Andrew, so I'm guessing he's going to Heather. I don't. He's really good about coming to me, so.
But maybe that, you bring up a good point, that maybe if these are ending up coming to us, they should be signed off by the water board first. And it seems to me that, John, we did talk about that.
I thought that's what we, or did they, were they coming to us first?
When if it's under 80 acres, they don't have to go there, right? When it's over 80 acres,
that's why I
don't do any variances till after they get approved through them.
Okay. Well, this is over 80 acres, isn't it?
No, this one's under 80.
Well, and by law, they don't have to go to the water board, do they?
Under 80. But you put a standpipe in, you're draining.
But that's everything. Over my head. So, I mean, but it might be something that has to be revisited, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. That's why I was asking.
Yeah, good question, though.
And I can talk to Heather, too, and just be like,
I think we should talk about it.
Yep. What about
as far as the county, we should know where every foot of drain tile is in this county.
Are you saying this is under 80 acres, too?
The project is, yes.
And that's information coming from the tile people.
Yep.
No, but it's draining over 80 acres.
I don't know. I just do the variance.
If you put drain tile in the ground with no surface connection, it is considered you can do under 80 acres, and that's that.
Well, it's a legal drain.
That's over 80 acres.
Not the footprint of the tile, is it?
Not the tiling of it, it isn't.
As soon as you put a standpipe up, then it's anything that drains to that point. But, no. What's the contractors aren't following the rules.
They're not telling us.
For what?
You want me to move on to that one?
Yep.
Okay.
This one is for Perry Burchell. It's 47 feet from the section line. They're putting in like a, I think it's like a, going to be like a quilting shed. She's going to do her quilting in his wife. And the section line, they own the land on all around it, and that they don't ever, he was here, him and his wife were here, don't ever see that section line becoming a road. I believe it's going to be a type of shed that can be possibly moved, but I have to verify with them, because I just got the building permit today. And the planning and zoning approved it.
But the hell of a zoning shed.
Mm-hmm.
They have the land on each side of them.
Yes. Yep, him and his son Casey. Yep.
How big is it?
30 by 35.
Ooh. Yeah, it's on the drawing.
How big is Pete Paulson's new garage?
24 by 30.
That's bigger than his garage. They're building a house so she can kick Perry out.
There you go.
I'll move to approve it.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion?
I think he even was even joking about that.
Huh?
I think he joked about that at the meeting, too.
Very
good. Yeah.
Pete?
Yes.
Sean?
Yep.
Yeah. Vicki?
Yes.
Cindy?
Yes.
Bill?
I want to deny Pete Paulson's renewal.
You what?
I want to deny Pete Paulson's renewal. I want him to wait another couple of years.
There you go.
Before Lori kills him.
It might be a couple of years before he's done anyway.
Did you have a plumber out on Saturday or Sunday?
No.
Mike said he saw Ronnie coming out of your driveway on Saturday afternoon.
I was at home.
Was Lori?
No, we were in the bar like up in Peter.
Why on earth would he have been in your yard?
He lost.
Maybe he wanted to stop and visit with you.
Most of them.
Swanson.
Katie's moving to a new house and I've been carrying boxes.
Oh, you lucky man.
I was so tired.
I can't do that anymore. It hurts too bad.
I couldn't either, and she made it out.
Well. Yeah, I'd have hired somebody.
She just hired the big stuff move, but we moved all the little stuff.
Okay, what else you got?
Nothing. I'm just waiting for him to. I moved
into
my new office.
Are these two the same one?
Yeah, if it's yeah.
I'm gonna come up and look at your new office.
Your new office is very nice. We went up there last week and visited.
You've got all you need then. So they were talking about giving you more stuff up there. Do you need walls? No. You're perfect. You don't have to worry about anything.
Yep, my husband came Saturday morning and got it all hung up. So. Yep, we started moving Thursday morning, right around 8. I think me and James started moving stuff. And
I think Shane sent us an email maybe.
Yeah, everything was moved
maybe
by
it was Jason,
Thursday.
I don't remember.
The only stuff that's a Friday was nice.
Yeah, it's still a little mess on Friday, but now it's... I spent a lot of Friday putting stuff away. And
it's hard, isn't it? I've moved so many times that the kids come and make your head hurt.
Yeah, I'm like... I just can't have my conference table, which is fine. I'll just use the basement if I need to. We did have to take... So social services has like a closet area down in the basement off of the break room. And they're working on cleaning that out anyways. And so James went and asked Sean downstairs if it was okay if I had a little corner, because I did have some stuff that was kind of hidden in the corner down there downstairs. And I just have nowhere to put it up there. So we were able to kind of put it in a closet. So like maps and some other like... signs for exercise, you know, just random stuff. So,
and there's none of them closets up there are available in all that space up there.
I do not have access to that hallway that goes down to like the jury room and stuff anymore.
Oh my God, you might hear something.
So yeah, it's locked, so I can't even get down there. So
can't hardly get the lock open.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to open. So I'm
very good.
I'm there. So come on up if you want to.
Whatever.
Yeah. I will. I'll come up afterwards.
Everybody's so damn territorial.
You got rolls or anything?
Not
this
today.
Morning?
Not today. Oh. Sorry.
If you make homemade rolls, call us.
I will.
Yeah, we'll come up.
All right.
I gotta find time.
Thank you.
I know. Thank you.
I didn't make a copy of the minutes, but everybody could have seen it on the computer.
Yeah, I saw it.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Both same sign. Budget reduction.
Huh?
There's a budget reduction on here.
Well, we were going to cut back from the budget. We haven't cut back from the budget yet.
No, we haven't yet, but...
Don't we have to do that?
We have
before
to,
before the 10th of October.
Yeah.
So when do we do that? Special meeting or next?
Probably.
Were we going to decide what we're going to do for raises?
Well, we're almost going to have a special meeting to tidy up the rest of the budget.
Because we're going to have a budget meeting on the 18th, which is Wednesday tonight.
That's a hearing.
Yeah.
And so when are we going to get together to finalize the budget?
Sometime between now and October.
October 10th is...
Mm-hmm. The hearing is not it's not on valuations, and that's what people have a tendency to want to believe. It's on what was published for a budget.
Yep. So they can put in the mills.
Right.
That's what they can question.
Generally, we don't do anything until after we've gone through that process.
Yeah.
But
okay.
With what Vicki's saying, maybe we should be picking a morning outside of a commission meeting or an evening to sit down and hammer on that before Pete starts beans. And
some evening at 5 or something?
Huh?
Some evening at 5 or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Within the next 2 weeks or next week.
By looking at your beans, I don't know if you'll be 2 weeks, will you?
Boy, they sure change your ass.
Holy crap, overnight.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of questions we got on...
Yeah, because we haven't even decided what we're going to give for raises yet.
You want to...
She's going to have to pluck that in.
We have to publicize that, don't we? That we're going to have a special meeting. Anybody doing anything like Monday night of next week? Or
Julie, I'm just checking. Julie, when you gave us proposals on 2, 3, 4, 5% raises, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Plus a step. What, wasn't it all added into that
step raises? The step was added into that. Into both.
But the one that you had where it was 3.2% cost of living raise, did that have the step in it too?
The first one.
Yes.
First one.
That was added in there besides, wasn't it?
It was
right.
The step, yeah.
Well, what we need to tell Julie is what we specifically want that night before we get started. So, you know, if you want to see a certain thing, I want to see a third. We need to let Julie know what we want to see so we can go forward. But you said next Monday?
Sean, did you have something on the name?
I'm busy.
You're busy?
I'm busy. Well, next week I'm busy. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday.
Anybody got anything this Friday? That'd still give us enough time to publicize.
It's homecoming.
It's homecoming.
Oh, it's homecoming. Saturday morning?
No. Go to heck.
Parade. Interim.
Well, what about the night of the 26th? That's a Thursday. That's the only night Sean wasn't busy.
That I know of, yeah.
Or we can go into October. We still have many days in October before the 10th.
Yeah.
And we do have to meet the 10th, don't we, Julie, and finalize? Or can we do that before the 10th? Just be done by the 10th?
Yeah, I think you can do it before.
Okay.
If you're ready to, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Well, why don't we go for the 26th?
That Thursday.
At 5.
That makes it closer so that he's not in the bean thing.
Are you?
I'm fine with whatever.
5?
Let me look at that.
5, 5:30, whatever, 5:15, I don't care.
5.
The longer I work, the better. So that's the what, 26?
7, did you say?
26. The 26 is a Thursday night. That's next week, the 26th.
5 o'clock.
Sounds good.
Okay. Anything else, Julie, from your office?
Nope, we're busy working on elections right now.
When do we start absentee?
On the 26th.
On the 26th? Sweet, I can do that when I'm here too then.
You've gotten a few more apps in. Have you got anybody coming in to interview yet?
I want to set that up today. Got some yesterday, I think. I haven't even looked at them yet.
Okay. Or in the auditor's office for payroll.
And you've got someone coming in to help with election as soon as you set up for the 26th again?
Yeah, Becky's actually here now.
Good.
Because we have to send out applications.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Great.
Yep, and you will have the electronic portion that starts this Friday.
What does?
You will have where uniformed military can vote online.
Oh,
no. That starts this week, Friday.
Great. So,
yeah, everything has to be ready to rock and roll.
Excellent.
Good. He's doing campaigning.
That it?
That's it.
Pete, what do you got for us?
We got a weed board meeting next Wednesday, 25th, 8 a.m. The VA for the month of August had 2,033 miles. 301 phone calls, 115 walk-ins, 18 appointments. The driver, the part-time driver we hired, did not pass muster, so we're still looking.
Have you interviewed anybody yet?
No. I'll have to call up and see what's...
No, it was Friday.
That was Friday.
Tuesday.
So, yeah. It's busy.
It's already Tuesday.
I know. I'll talk to her today. And then Development Corp, we had a meeting last week, and most of us talked about what we talked about today.
And were you at it?
Yes. Bill was too. And we made our feelings felt. So I just don't think it's for the good of the county sometimes, what they're working.
Well, I agree what you're saying, that it shouldn't be for just the new development. It should be for anybody that's over there. And I'm glad you stipulated that with your motion.
And I think everybody down there should have been, before the city put in their money, should have been asked if they would be interested in hooking up to...
Well, that's what I said. You kind of got the cart way in front of the horse.
And they got crucified to get online. People don't understand.
Right.
You know, on Facebook and online, the people were all riled up again.
Yeah.
About what?
Giving all this money for...
Infrastructure?
Yeah, what it appears to be, whether it is or not. You know?
You knew that there wasn't gas over there when we first started. Well, there's people out in the country that got are on natural gas, for God's sake. So, I mean, it isn't across that highway, is it? Insane.
But I think the gas company should pay for gas.
Yeah, well,
Gas County Electric pays for putting the power over there.
The thing is, they don't care because they don't really need any more customers. You know what I mean? They don't care. And
now they're going to sell the gas anyway.
They are, because we're going to pay.
So, anyway, we need to repeat this. My thoughts. And, okay, that's all I got then.
Sean.
I have done nothing.
So. It's been sick.
Okay. Cindy.
I had airport board meeting, and really it lasted only half an hour, not much. They've had a lot, you know, good gas sales, and that they like that when in the summer when they're busy. The hay, I think I wonder if this fall they don't have to renew their hay contract, and that's open bid if anybody wants to hay it. I can't remember the amount of bales they said they got off that. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, this year it should be.
It's a lot. They still haven't had time to finish their containment center by their gas pump thingy, but it's not an emergency to get done. So, and I suppose I'll have City County Health next week.
So is the airport fairly busy? I mean, people fly in and out all the time? Just stop and go?
Yeah, stop and go or stop for gas. And and sometimes it's just, you know, touch and go because they're, if a student flyer, you know, they got to do all this stuff. And they keep improving everything they can. And why wouldn't you? The feds are throwing money at people to make it bigger and better. Not bigger. We'll never be bigger. But anyhow, that's what I got. I'm sticking to it.
Did you ride that glider? You see the glider?
I am not riding a small plane. I got so damn sick.
Does somebody actually ride in that one? They tote around? They do, don't they?
I assume so, and then they land it somewhere. I suppose it's one of the boys. I mean,
I rode in a small one, taking pictures one time.
Brad?
Oh, huh?
You don't ride with Brad?
No. I wouldn't ride with him in a car. I don't care. He crashed an ultralight. I don't know.
So did your dad.
Yeah, but dad, well, they both survived, which was a miracle. But anyway, that's what we got.
Vicki.
I have all my meetings planned for this week. So, but South Central Regional Council had their audit come back, and they were nitpicking about something that she should sign off on before it's made into the person does the work, she should sign off. So that was the only thing that they had on the audit. And they always find something wrong. So just another process.
Who did the audit?
The one that does only the audits for the government here, and they're out of Minot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I don't remember what the name of it is, but anyway, but every year we use them. Every year they have something. Like one year one person didn't open up the mail and the other one didn't stamp it, and that was the process they had to put in. And this time it was somebody's doing the work and she has to sign off that it was done. So other than that,
well, at least they're catching those things.
Yeah, other than that, it's... Well, you're in a small office. You only have two people. How much can two people check and recheck their stuff? Yeah. So,
how's the library thing done? Getting close, I guess.
Getting close, but not done. They're doing some painting.
I think they were still working on it last week on the roof and stuff.
Yeah, and then they also on the inside, some of the damage from the roof was being repaired along the north wall too, so yeah, that was part of the bid. So they're still going to wonder about that and painting. Well, I'm going to get an update on Thursday, so then I'll have more on what's going on up there.
Did you find out who ran over your bus thing?
Yes, it was North Central School Bus.
Just by accident.
It was one of our buses. Mm-hmm. What was Everett doing in there?
They were dropping off in the book. They dropped back the books and they clipped it.
So they got it covered by them anyway.
Well, I don't know. This is another update that I'm going to get on Thursday for sure. But
well, I'm sure Their bus insurance, you know, their insurance has to cover it.
I'm sure so.
At least it wasn't vandalized. We know that.
Yes.
And no doubt, if it was one of our big buses, I bet he didn't feel he hit it. But you just thought there'd been something on the bus, some kind of brush. It's funny, Dan didn't tell me that. Maybe you don't know. Did you and Kathy Preston die?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sad. She was a one. And Doug Clemmel. Oh, I love Doug.
Doug, him or you?
He used to be at Fleet Wholesale.
Yeah.
Right? Yes, and he worked for us in maintenance. What a deal. He's so fun to be with.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
This makes me sick.
Yeah,
nothing else?
No, that was it.
Okay. I was supposed to have winter show this week, and we haven't had it yet.
Have what?
Winter show.
Oh.
You got high school ready this weekend?
Yeah, this weekend it is.
You got help on that?
I don't think so. I think they got enough the way it sounded. They did have their first time derby ever, and that one came off as a smash.
Brady Marks. I knew it was something Marks, but Brady Marks is the little...
So that, huh? Oh, I'm guessing.
What was their excuse? Dizzy?
I just grabbed it and left you on the phone.
Everybody's happy with it.
Yep, the way it sounded. I think it got to be way bigger than even the concessions people thought, because they ran out of water, they ran out of pop, they ran out of food.
I think they almost had to run out of space. It looked like there was...
We went Saturday afternoon, and it was
It looked tight
time.
In there.
Yeah. But I think it was well-maintained. I think the concert Friday night was well-maintained.
You hear anything about any trouble up there? I mean, it wasn't in your jurisdiction, but...
Oh, we were up there Saturday. I was up there myself. I was up there.
Yeah, I don't think...
Friday night, I was up there, so...
I don't think they had any problem. Well,
my children told me you couldn't have gotten inebriated if you wanted to, because the line at the beer was like an hour long. Hmm. So that's not a bad thing either.
Yeah. haven't had anything really else.
Was any in the park board meeting this morning? I forgot to
mention. Oh, we did have the park board this morning. And we budgeted for a tractor last year or the year before, and we still have not done one yet. As far as the park board, we agreed to go with the one little utility tractor, but we really can't acknowledge that today because it's not on the agenda. But we okayed it as far as the park board. Next meeting we can approve it and then get it coming. Mower, they were kind of thinking of a mower too, but we're going to wait on that.
What is it?
What was the thinking behind that?
Waiting on the mower?
Oh,
just, I think it was another 14,000 or whatever.
I thought he should go for a mower first because they had one broke down half the year, but he thought they needed a tractor mower. So.
Well, I suppose to. You almost have to have a tractor to pull these docks and the kayak.
Well, when we sold our old tractor, they said we could live without it. Well, now we're going to have a tractor.
Of course. So.
Well, I think it was always in the intention on getting a tractor.
Okay.
It just, we weren't going to rush into it, and we had the capability of somebody using their skid steer and paying them a few dollars or whatever.
Well, okay, so my question is in for a mower, which, sorry, I wasn't at the meeting this morning, but... with this new tractor, is there large enough areas that they could just buy a mower for that?
And we talked about that. We did take that off the bin this morning, the mower portion of it, just because Scott said he thought it would slow things down, but I would think mowing out the big areas, you know, it would work pretty good. But
that's what I would think.
But that can also be added on.
Yeah.
Was it the estimate for a brand new one you guys were thinking about getting?
Tractor wise?
Yeah. You're going for used?
41, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, 41.
But
with that came with some extra attachments that we would get a brush fork and utility rake for the back end of it or whatever they call it.
So that was that in his budget?
Yes.
We budgeted for it 2 years ago.
That's 45 was budgeted.
Okay.
But it's still got to come to us next meeting.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to choke that down right now. That's a lot. And we're trying to
is
cut
like
back.
A big tractor? I know it's been budgeted.
31 horse.
30-some horse.
So
what's it size-wise to me?
Bigger than a long tractor and smaller than a
big old tractor.
A soap compact.
Utility type.
So like a B tractor?
Probably, yeah.
About that size? Yeah. Or a little smaller than
about
that?
About like a B.
The size of a B, but twice or three times the horsepower.
I mean, there is a lot of use for it with the loader, the grapple, and the bucket. I mean,
yeah,
the
sure.
Gravel, you know.
And that all comes with it, the loader and the grapple?
Yeah, it was a complete unit. The only thing, like I said, that we held off on was the mower deck for now. They can always add it.
Where were they getting this out of?
So they got a bid out of Kubota, out of Cooperstown, and one out of Valley Plains Implement.
So, and the Valley Plains is actually cheaper than Cooperstown.
So that would be
John Deere then?
Yeah.
Is this the original?
One of the park board members said it's been a real problem getting parts for their Kubota. That they got.
Right.
Huh?
Yeah, I've been hearing that.
Randy got numbers. He went out to Valley Lumber. And this is without cabinets, about 22.6 for material, compared to 37 without material. Now, Randy hasn't compared and packed or anything like that, so.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Nobody's saying anything except us.
Yeah. I'll let you have this back, and then maybe you guys can look at it and maybe kind of scan it in and send it to us.
Yep.
I'm sorry, I scribbled on it.
Anything else from anybody?
Any questions for the weed board next week? Anybody got any concerns?
No, I think Jamin he's had some windy days, but I know Mike talked to him about something, and he's kind of alone now, or are the kids all gone? Or?
I suppose one girl teaches, so she's gone. Manson should be still there.
I think so.
Manson would be there. Mm-hmm. Justin. Is Justin? Yeah, he should be there.
Yeah.
He's a kid that got burned.
Oh.
But he was back at work, you know, within a week.
Yeah. Pretty quickly.
But I'll ask him. I'll see.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's
just seeing any concerns before.
They're getting stuff done, so.
Yeah. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Both same sign.
So we're here tomorrow night at...